USA Radio News.
A contentious conversation at the White House.
It's not good border security, I won't take it.
It is very good border
security. And if it's not good border security, I won't take it.
It's what the border...
Because when you look at these numbers of the effectiveness of our border security, and when you look at the job that we're doing...
You just said it is effective.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, you just said it's effective.
Without a wall, these are only... areas where you have the walls.
We want to do
where
this.
You have walls, Chuck, it's effective. Where you don't have walls, it is not effective.
Yeah.
Let's call a halt to this. We've come in here as the first branch of government.
President Trump meeting with House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer at the White House. In regards to a government shutdown, the president also said,
I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck.
Google CEO Sundar Pichai is testifying on Capitol Hill. Earlier, he said that protecting user data and privacy is Google's top priority. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment. At little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Sanctions have been imposed on three senior North Korean officials and three groups for being responsible for serious human rights abuses or censorship. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
The sanctions are intended to call attention to the human rights abuses in North Korea that are among the worst in the world. They include killings, forced labor, torture, prolonged arbitrary detention, rape, forced abortions, and other sexual violence. The report that was issued by the U.S. Department of the Treasury also included the regime's efforts to suppress all independent media or any form of freedom of expression. I'm John Clemens.
Jimmy Dean is issuing a warning over its frozen pork and poultry sausage. Nearly 30 pounds of it are being recalled over user complaints of metal pieces found in the sausages. The Department of Ag is saying the recall includes Jimmy Dean Heat and Serve original sausage links made with pork and turkey with a use-by date of January 31st, 2019. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
North Carolina Congressman Republican Mark Meadows may be on President Trump's list of candidates under consideration to replace John Kelly as White House Chief of Staff. USA Radio Network's Robin Rolinski reports.
You know, it's not been anything that I've been out advocating for. My life changed over the last 24 hours when Nick Ayers decided not to do it, and there was a story out there that I was on a list. You know, I can't say this. It's going to be the president's decision.
You're listening to North Carolina Congressman Republican Mark Meadows, a guest on The Story with Martha McCallum on Fox News. He's asked if he's been contacted by President Trump to be the new chief of staff as the president weighs his options to replace John Kelly, who's leaving at the end of the year.
It's going to be one that he gets to pick from a lot of well-qualified candidates. And at the end of the day, it's who's going to serve him best and serve this country best. And so right now I've got a great job in representing the people of Western North Carolina. I'm going to continue to do that. And yet at the same time, there needs to be someone to support this president and making sure that we indeed make America great again.
The central and eastern United States is likely to get pounded with more snow and rain. A new storm system is developing over that part of the country and is forecast to linger over the rest of the week. Heavy rain and thunderstorms will likely affect some parts of the south, and areas from the lower Mississippi Valley to the Ohio Valley could get up to an inch or more of rain. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.